all the talk in the world is just talk, but when it comes down to action, you know, we got to get the local people back to work.
Roman Fayer of the Laborers Union is not impressed with the job that state and local government officials have done to employ those returning to New Orleans. Fayer, whose union has been training and getting jobs for local residents since the week after Katrina hit, says that the greatest problem facing the Laborers Union are competition from out-of-state workers and a lack of enforcement by the government. He estimates that from what he has seen in New Orleans, 4 out of 5 workers are from outside the area, usually out of state.
It looked like downtown Houston. There's more Texas license plates here than there are Louisiana. You know, we've opened our registration up to anybody. It's, you know, it's no longer a union, non-union issue. We just, you know, we want workers that are local that want to come home and rebuild this city.
The Laborers Union says that it has trained around 40 residents a week to take jobs in cleaning up and rebuilding New Orleans at wages of over $15 an hour with benefits, a good wage in the Crescent City. He also estimates that 80% of those who his union trains are African American. But the several hundred workers that the union has trained is a small part of the vast rebuilding effort. Many think that there are deeper reasons why those residents of New Orleans who need these jobs are not getting them. Curtis Mohammed of Community Labor United, a New Orleans coalition of labor and community groups, says that there is no political will to help a group of people who have always been outsiders in America.
We're talking about the descendants of field slaves who have never been engaged by this country. They've never been educated. They've never been brought into the mix of the society. And the school systems in this town had just become the modern day slave ships, where we take the kids, flunk them out with the high stakes tests without educating them. They criminalize them, give them drugs, give them guns. They go to jail and work for slavery as slaves. And that's what you were looking at when you were looking at them black kids that was about to die. So we don't have no real expectation for this government to help our folk.
There is also the problem of where returning residents will stay. The local electric company, Entergy, has still not restored power to the poorer areas of New Orleans. This makes returning and rebuilding extremely difficult. Groups like his and the Algiers-based Common Ground Collective are working to create an infrastructure for residents to come back to.
So right now, these people are anxious to come back to New Orleans. They will only be anxious to come if we can prove that there's a floor here of goodwill people who are willing to help create an environment and a society that's worthy of their presence. So our work is to get out here and build, open up a school, open up a clinic, a hospital.
Meanwhile, a coalition called NOAH that includes the Louisiana AFL-CIO, ACORN, Laborers Union, NAACP, and 2 Louisiana SEIU locals will be holding a rally tomorrow at 10:30 on the steps of the Louisiana State Capitol building in Baton Rouge to demand more jobs and affordable housing for those attempting to return to the city that CARE forgot and that many feel has forgotten them. For Free Speech Radio News in New Orleans, this is Christian Roseland.